This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Time now for Brady to entertain us all on this smoking hot Tuesday and get us out of here. Before he does that, got to let you know it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. It is the home of Tactical Black, where I'm going later today to take out my aggressions on some pads and then learn some stuff. They're doing a seminar this Saturday. I think it's all sold out, but you guys can get involved in all that stuff too. They do active shooter seminars and stuff to show you what to do in situations that get a little hairy. They've got a bar. They've got an airplane that they use for tactics to use there. I mean, they have.
What if a crane is going to fall on you?
I saw that yesterday. Did you see that? Wow. Yeah. Well, there's a way to do it. You see, you use your forearms as sort of a defense against the crane.
You think that'll work?
Yeah. It's amazing how often it just snaps. You hit it right, and the crane lets go.
That was pretty horrific.
That was an unbelievable shot, yeah. But, you know, aside from that, like self-defense from tons and tons of weight falling on you, which I don't think is a...
Helicopter coming down hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you get crashed. Let me just... I'll put out the disclaimer. The guys over there at ReactDefense.com can't help you from natural disasters and gigantic vehicles falling down on you. But they can make you more aware of all your surroundings, which might help in that situation. I mean, if your head's on a swivel all the time because you're always prepared, maybe a crane falling, you wouldn't stand and watch anymore. Maybe there is that group of people that need that. And you'll be in better shape to run away from the crane. How about that? Yes, it does help. We've found the silver lining. Defend yourselves from falling construction equipment by being faster, more nimble, and quicker with your hands. Defend yourself from all possibilities. I wouldn't be surprised if they had answers. Right now, Josh and Jay are like, well, you can get away from that if you just blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. They've got an answer for all of it.
Next week, crane training.
It's unbelievable. And right now, if you want to get into shape for the summer, you go out there to ReactDefense.com, sign up for the year, and they're going to throw in their special nutrition plan. It's $150 value. Thrown in for nothing. And that will surely get you all ripped up poolside and feeling really good about yourself. And also learning things that could possibly save your life. Father's Day right around the corner. You can do that for Dad. I can't wait Saturday to go to this seminar. You should come with me. Brady, I want you to come with me Saturday. You coming, Jeremy? Jeremy's got to come because I said so. You should come out there and try it. I think they're doing the weapons defense training on Saturday. It's awesome. Unbelievable. And you learn so much stuff. So I'm going to bring Brady. You want to go, Eric? Come on.
I have something Saturday.
Nope, we're coming with. You're coming out. Because you got to go to this Harley thing coming up here pretty soon, and it's looking like it's going to bang heads there at the end of the night with all their activities. So. You'd be ready for that one. That could get fun. So we'll have it all out there. They do everything. They think of everything. And if you're not in the kind of shape you think you need to be in, this is the place to get you in shape. And don't be intimidated. It is a crawl, walk, run situation. If you feel like I don't know nothing, they'll teach you all of it, starting from zero and getting you where you need to be. It is a great system, and it could save your life. Trust me, it is everything I make it up to be. ReactDefense.com. Home! Of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Sunday's Tony Awards hit an all-time ratings low. Got a 0.8.
Did we beat it? I think we beat national shows now. Conan O'Brien is actually less viewers than we do listeners.
Yep.
Which is pathetic. I feel bad. Conan's show is now 30 minutes long, and it hurts to watch. And at a certain
30
point...
30 minutes?
Yeah, it's 30 minutes a night. It's a totally new format, but it's awkward... And it's uncomfortable, and the sketches are bad, and it's just clawing at the idea of what he's...
What happened?
I don't know. And I feel terrible watching it. And I still love Conan, and I still love Andy, but this new format's just like this weird talk show that's hurrying. And like at a certain point, Conan, don't you just want to walk away? He's pulling like 400,000 people a night. Don't you want to just walk away because you made enough? Right now, it's all about ego and staying relevant. That's it. Because he could leave. He could walk.
Yeah, he could be like Jay Leno does.
What Johnny Carson did, which is just disappear with his money and never be seen again.
Does he have that much money?
Conan, he was making $26 million a year there for the Tonight Show. And remember, he paid off his entire staff because he's like, I'm not going to let them not have work for
carried
a year.
Carried him for a little bit.
He carried him until he got his new show. And then TBS gave him an astronomical amount of money. So... Maybe just rides the contract out, but I watch it and I'm like, what used
to be. It's got to be something along the lines
of that. It's painful.
Your girl Sandy Bullock is producing an Amazon series loosely based on her college years.
Called So What?
Party Down at ECU, Ugh. Eastern Carolina University.
It is a weird hatred.
I can't even explain it. I mean, she seems pleasant.
What about Speed? Did you like Speed?
Hated it. Because of her. Second I lay eyes on her, it's like my mortal enemy. I don't understand it. It's like ingrained. I was born with it. My hate of Sandra Bullock. And again, seems very pleasant. Actually likable. Can't stand her.
And she went to the Razzies that one year and
hilarious.
Accepted her award.
I was like, that's really big of her. I hate you, woman. Don't know why. Share a birthday. Don't
I mean, I think I always thought that was cool. Like, if you go to the Razzies, you can make fun of yourself.
Bill Cosby did it once.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't.
And they didn't even have stairs.
It's not a judge of character.
He won for Leonard Part 6. And the funny part was they pretended as they were giving the awards away. And he was in the crowd by himself. And he's looking around like he thought it was a big deal. Like, and worst picture, Leonard Part 6. And he walks to the stage and there's no stairs. And he's got to climb up. It was hilarious. But then we found out he's a rapist. So
yeah,
it kind of took the edge off the funny. As rape tends to do.
I told you yesterday about Justin Bieber.
Yeah, wanted to fight.
Yeah, challenging Tom Cruise. Conor McGregor wants in on the action.
He wants to fight Tom
Cruise? He wants to promote the fight, and then he wants to fight Mark Wahlberg.
Well, this is just pointless.
Yeah, this
For some reason, he doesn't like Mark Wahlberg. He always talks
about fight Sandra Bullock if anybody's interested.
We'll put that on the card.
I think Mark Wahlberg would be at a disadvantage there.
Yeah,
I know.
Just throwing it out.
I tell you right now, you moron. I take you and your whole Wahlberger family out. You're going to die today at the hands of Conor McGregor.
He's an actor that sometimes makes hamburgers.
He's a piece of
If you can't beat him up. If Conor McGregor loses to him.
Why in the world does he want to beat me up so bad? What did I do to you?
You talk like an idiot. I want to... You're writing him out.
I don't know what I did to this guy.
Bunch of idiots.
Jeez. I don't want to fight you. You seem like a nice guy. I mean, here's a burger.
I don't want your sloppy meat. I'll fight you any day of the week.
I don't understand
that. It just bothers him.
Well, I understand that, but...
Why would he fight you?
I challenge you to an acting contest. I mean, it's like, why? Let's pretend to fight.
He's an actor that works out a lot.
Look, I'll challenge you to a rap battle.
I don't want to know rap battle. Get in the octagon like a man.
You should challenge, like, Jay Glazer or something. At least they train.
Right. Yeah, Jay Glazer tries, and Jay Glazer would be like, I'm still not doing that. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
There you go. He's a black belt.
I want to crush somebody.
I want to fight Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, all the people out of the blue. All these people he works with, who knows?
You know who I never liked? The kid from Jerry Maguire. Where's he? I'm going to him up.
Lipnicki?
Lipnicki. Jonathan Lipnicki gets a call. Hello?
Hey, Lipnicki. It's notorious Conor McGregor.
Let's get McGregor's hit list.
Hey, I'm a big fan.
I'm not a big fan of yours, Lipnicki. The human head weighs 8 pounds and I'm going to put my fist through yours.
Why?
I hate you, Lipnicki.
None of this makes sense.
Lipnicki hung up on me. What other person could I kill?
Is he just calling everybody in Hollywood?
Get me that phone.
Jim J. Bullock?
Yeah.
Jim J. Bullock.
I don't know why he would do that. That's an old reference, Brady. It's going to be a tough one. Mr. Raj?
I hate you, Monroe.
Did you just know he had an impression and you wanted
to? I don't even have that. All I say is, Mr. Raj.
That's all you need.
That's all you say.
I mean, why the hell would you bring up Jim J. Bullock?
Because he's 100.
He's a 100-year-old gay man.
No, that's what old people do.
Yeah.
He stumbles upon him.
I don't know why.
I never liked that too close for comfort. As a man in his early 30s, I never saw it live or anything when it was first run, but the reruns pissed me off to no end. And I'm going to kill Jim J. Bullock because of it.
Yeah, I don't know what he's...
Wilford Brimley still alive? Get his number.
Bruce Valanche.
Former writer Bruce Valanche.
Hello? Bruce Valanche and your stupid hair.
Yes?
I'm Conor McGregor and I plan on killing you in the octagon.
No way.
You're a human muppet.
That would be a match, man.
Valanche hung up on me too.
He just wants to do what Floyd did to him, which is take him into his arena and beat him up. But at least there was a, like, he was a combat sports guy. Beating up Mark Wahlberg is a, just doesn't seem like I'd even want to watch that. I haven't even trained for it. Come on, come on. Always with you, come on. Here you go, I'm coming on.
Well, didn't he box in the one video? Like,
yeah,
he had
he trained. I mean, it's sort of like girls at Jabs.
Get me their number. Hello, everyone at Jabs for ladies. It's notorious Conor McGregor. I want to kick you all square in the ovaries.
Conor McGregor wants to fight everyone here. Should we do it? I think it'd be fun, girls.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah, that's he can't beat anybody in his sport, so he has to beat up actors. Sorry, Brady. We got off on that one.
I can see their assistants telling whoever it is, listen, McGregor's on the phone. Do you want to take it? He's probably going to ask for a fight.
He's going to want to fight you. It's just a...
I guess. Give me the phone. You the old man who's in cocoon.
You called me already. It's Wilfred Brimley, diabetes.
Diabetes.
All right. I forgot. You all look alike to me. You still want to not fight me, huh?
It's dumb. Well, I guess you can go to reactdefense.com and defend yourself from Conor McGregor because he's coming for all of us.
Don't be surprised if you get the call.
That Bieber's got a good idea. I've always had half a mind to kick the crap out of Tom Cruise. I'll make a few calls to folks if I can arrange it.
He's an idiot. I knew that years ago. We're all done. Let's get the hell out of here. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow on The Morning Sickness. So long!
This is 22 Hours, an American Nightmare.
What is your emergency?
Hey, I think there's a house fire.
It is being called a major crime scene as homicide investigators examine a house.
To do what he did to four people, including a 10-year-old boy, is just beyond words.
Darren Wint is convicted in the D.C. Mansion Murders trial.
I'm Megan Cloherty from WTOP in Washington, D.C. and Podcast One, a new true crime podcast, 22 Hours, an American Nightmare. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.